Early Breakfast with Abs on your number one news and talk station.
22 minutes past five. Good morning to you. We're talking about South Africa this morning. And of course, South Africa's notoriously high dropout rate amongst first-year students can be described to a number, or rather can be ascribed to a number of factors. One of these include the disconnect between lecturers and students. And if addressed, it can make a difference not only to individual student success, but also to the overall throughput statistics. This is, of course, according to education expert Nola Payne from the Independent Institute of Education. Nola, very good morning to you. Thank you once again for joining us on the show.
Oh, thanks for having me. It's a bit early, but it's...
We do what we have to do. Thank you so much. Nola, I mean, what's more difficult these days? Is it being a lecturer or a student?
Eish. Well, I think both sides of the story. Now, there's challenges on both sides. As a student, you're entering into a new world, especially first year. Things are different. The classrooms are structured differently. There's new topics and so forth. But I think, you know, people forget in this whole mix are the actual educators themselves. So whether it's a teacher or a lecturer, that kind of connection that is very important between the one that is teaching and those that are listening to the message that's been put across.
Hmm. You mentioned, though, that there is a relationship, you know, that translates to a high dropout rate of students in university. So it's either the lecturers or it's a student, but that relationship there, if not managed correctly, there can be issues. So talking to that, can you elaborate a little bit more about that, about these factors that are causing the high dropout rate at our institutions?
Well, I think the first thing is often the educators are, there's quite a big generation gap, for example, especially in universities. There are a lot of older lecturers that are giving the classes. So they find it difficult to understand the new generation who are not only brought up in a different environment to what they were, but also we get those little things that are thrown in there, they're digital natives, the 21st century skills, and all of those things. So they need to learn how to identify what those are and then obviously work with them and adapt their teaching as a result of that. And they've got to learn how to connect with the students. And it is different if there's a huge generation gap. And we know the same with grandparents and grandchildren. There's this huge missing sort of context and understanding between the two. And you learn how to broach that gap and sort of gain the trust of the students in the classroom.
It always seems like the lecturer has to do much of the work. I would imagine, though, when you go to university, I mean, that's the story I got, that you got to make it work. The lecturer is there to deliver. You make it work for you. But, I mean, some of the things that I would imagine lecturers have to deal with, as you've said now, is the age gap, where the lecturers have to do more of the work to try and understand the students. But is there any responsibility on the side of the students to get on board?
Yeah, of course there is. You know, the first thing, higher education is different from school in that you are presented with content or material on whatever the subject discipline is, and it's a responsibility of the student to go and do prior readings, a little bit of research into the matter, because what they hear in class in an hour session or something is not going to give them enough detail and enough introspection on that content. So there's a lot of responsibility on the student themselves to pre-prepare for a lecture. So in other words, a lecturer is not there to just transfer knowledge. It's not there just to give you some points. But it turns into more of a discussion and maybe a debate around certain things and giving more insight into students' questions. So they need to, you know, and technology is fantastic. It gives you the opportunity to not only Google information, but it allows you to collaborate. So students can work in groups online. You know, they don't have to be sitting around the same table. So they can collaborate that way. And these groups of learning are, or communities of practice, they often call it, are extremely important, and it's a really good teaching tool, because there's this peer support and peer learning. So that kind of engagement where you become a team and a discussion between the lecturer and the student goes a long way in building the trust between the lecturer and the student and bridging that sort of generation gap.
And I suppose more specifically bringing it closer to home, maybe to institutions such as yours, the Independent Institute of Education. Is this something that we are seeing that lecturers and students are doing? Are they engaging each other then to start changing the process? If so, how does one start? How does an institution sit down and begin the process?
Look, you know, a lot of content is going online these days. So a lot of the textbook information that anybody can go and read or Google up on is online. So the students can go and interact with that. But they also need to, I think there is a sort of connection building between the lecturers and the students. But it's something also quite personal. So it depends on the personality, really, of the lecturer themselves. Are they engaging? Are they using examples that the students can relate to? And those kinds of things make the students not only interested in the subject matter, but it makes them want to engage with the lecturer. It cuts down that gap between, well, here is this expert standing on the podium and I have to listen and understand everything they say. It brings it closer. It makes it a more personal relationship. And the lecturers also need to understand that the students themselves are human. So they also have anxieties. They also can misunderstand things. They might be too shy to put up their hand and ask questions. So it's up to the lecturer to bridge that gap, you know, and bring everybody into the same safe space, really, if you want to put it that way. You know, encourage people to ask questions. And if you're an inexperienced teacher or lecturer, that can be quite daunting, you know, where you sort of asking your students to ask you challenging questions. And standing up in the front, you're expected, you know, and this is the general sort of perception, is you're expected to have the answer for everything. And both the lecturer and the student are human, so you don't know everything. And there's a certain way to approach that. So, you know, if you just say to the students, I don't know, they're going to sort of lose that respect of you don't know enough to teach them what you're trying to teach. Yeah. So you can almost flip. You can flip that. I mean, you can say to them, "Well, I'm not too sure on the details. Let's go back, and we'll, you know, both come back to the classroom with our different understandings of what it is. Go and Google." And one thing that works very well is almost to give the students some kind of responsibility to go and find out something and come back and report to the classroom.
Yeah.
You know, we all want to feel important, so. you know, there's that sort of self-actualization. Well, the lecturer has given me this responsibility to find out on something, come back and share the knowledge with my peers. That trust is very good.
I do have to say goodbye and thank you. Thank you so much for coming on the show and joining us this morning. Nola Payne, education expert at the Independent Institute of Education.